Where we are is our thought. Where we are is our thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. Where we are is our thought. Now, where are you? Where am I? Where is my thought? Is my thought on the desires of my life, or is my thought on the unaccomplished experiences of my life? Is my thought upon a world filled with peace and love and harmony and goodness, or is my thought upon a world filled with challenges and concerns and unhappiness? Well, wherever my thought is, I can be sure that is where it is all at. Now, I'm ready to enter into a new thought. I'm ready to enter into a new vision, a new direction, a new life. I'm ready to enter into a wholeness and a purity and a magic that is only known by me alone. I'm ready for that. And you say, okay, how are you going to do it? I'm going to watch. I'm going to peek. I'm going to see what you're doing. Okay, peek. Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to my closet, and I'm opening my closet. And I'm saying, wow, what beautiful clothing. What beautiful things I have stored here. What a nice jacket. It's my perfect jacket. Oh, there's a jacket I haven't worn for years. So I'm going to take that and give it away. There are some shirts I haven't worn for years. I'm going to give them away. There's some shoes I haven't worn for years. I'm going to give them away. There's some coats. And there's some hats, and there's some gloves and things I haven't worn for years, and never will probably wear them, so I'm going to give them away. Now I look in my closet, and I see just a few things that I love and enjoy and wear and delight in. I do not hang on to things that I do not delight in, that I do not use, that I do not wear. I give them away. I constantly am giving things away that I buy. I buy beautiful things and I use them for a while, and then after I've used them for a while and had the pleasure, I give them away, because it is in my heart that they dwell. They're in my thought. The things that I loved and enjoyed are in my thought. Now, I'm not using them every day. And I'll say to somebody, oh, did you know about the new tape recorder that I got, the new recorder, digital recorder on this little tiny chip, and it does such wonderful things, and it is so clear and so beautiful, and you're listening to it right now, in fact, and it's so wonderful. And what is it? Where my thought is? I say, they work beautiful. They are fantastic. They are glorious. They are wonderful. And then, for some reason, I have had a bad thought or something, and it doesn't work. And so I look at it and I say, it doesn't work. Darn, 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 it doesn't work. No way. No way. I take that and I look at it and I say, now why doesn't it work? Does it need a new battery? Does it need a new chip? Does it need a little attention from the factory? Or is it cheaper for me just to buy another one and have a brand new one for another 5 years, and then when that's gone and I've used it up and I've done so many wonderful things with it, I just throw it away or give it away or let someone else enjoy it. But usually I don't want to give anybody anything that I don't like myself. That's why I'm hard put to give my clothes away to anybody. Because nobody appreciates the clothes the way I did when I first got them. And so now that I no longer want them, I should throw them in the trash. You say, Herb, you should not throw those things in the trash. They're good things. A lot of people would love them. Well, where are those people? Where are those people? Are they in my backyard? Are they at my front door? Are they talking to me? Do I know who they are? And all I do is hang on to something that I shouldn't give away because it's too valuable. Well, it's too valuable not to give away. It's too valuable not to release it from my consciousness. I keep in my thought only those things that are good, usable, and beneficial to me. I keep in my thought only those things that I love. We have a closet in the Oasis here on campus. And everybody who comes and visits us, they seem to leave clothing behind. And we have our old clothing. And what we don't wear anymore, we put up there because it's still in good condition. We think maybe someone will come along and want to wear it. But you know, We have created a monster here. We have created a campus where only people who feel that they are number one come. And they don't want to wear somebody else's worn out clothing or somebody else's clothing. They want their new stuff. They want their goods. And heaven sakes, I think it's wonderful. But you see, we hang on. We have a television set, a big old beautiful television set, maybe 20 inches or 40 inches or whatever it is, and it was being used in when we first started with our television. Big monster, deep, you know, tube type of thing. And then we moved it down to the video room. And then we moved it out of the video room when we got a new video, and it is sitting in our broadcasting room, taking up room. Now, nobody's looked at it. Nobody's used it. It's a fine set. Perhaps someone will like it. And we're thinking of offering it to someone. And I think to myself, why do we want to burden that person with that? Let's throw it in the trash and buy that person a beautiful new one if we're going to do it at all. They're only a couple hundred dollars. And here we give that person something we don't want, something that we have outgrown, something that we have left behind. And yet we hang on to it in our thought. We hang on to it in our mind, we hang on to it in our thinking, and as long as we hang on to it, it binds us and controls us and owns us. And the television set itself is several hundred pounds, and if I try to lift that myself, I just put a strain on my body when I'm not used to lifting things. I'm used to punching a typewriter. I'm used to doing all sorts of things, but lifting heavy weights, no, not even light weights. I walk around my property, I get all sorts of lovely exercise, but lifting weights is not one of them. So why should I have something that is a heavy, burdensome thing that I try to lift and I strain myself perhaps and, hey, that's not in my thought. We are in it. Where we are is our thought. And my thought is, I am surrounded by beautiful things, and when I no longer have a use for them, out they go. And I ask the handyman to take them out and to do with it what he will. Throw it in the trash, carry it away, do what he wants. Totally free. But the thing is, what do we do? Do you hang on to the past and wonder why the present is not as exciting as it could be? Do I hang on to the past and keep things that I don't need any longer, don't want any longer, don't use any longer? When am I going to grow up and live in the now? Well, we are our thought. Where we are is our thought. How we are is our thought. Who we are is our thought. Now, how do you answer those questions? I answer those questions. I am me, and I gotta be me, and I love me, and I left the past behind. Yes, indeed. I left the past behind, and I am a happy, happy, happy man. My friends, you are happy because you're in my world, and I love you very much. Where are we are is our thought. Where I am is my thought. And so my thought is pure, clear, beautiful, wonderful. And I let go of the past, and I live in the now. Join me. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. I love you. I love you. I love you.